as day one?
It's a pretty good day. Still learning on the fly, you know, getting adjusted to things, but overall it's a good day.
How about, your coach says, you know, one chance to make a first impression. How do you think yours was?
It was pretty good. Could have got better, little things, you know, dropped a pass or two, but, you know, that comes with the game. But overall, it's pretty good.
How'd you like putting on a helmet of the Super Bowl champs for the first time?
It was great, man. You know, coming to a winning program, leaving one, is, you know, pretty much a blessing. You know, and I thank the opportunity for the Giants, you know, to come here. I'm looking forward to make the best of it.
When you hear so many of the people up here say he's pro-ready, how does that make you feel? What does it mean to you when you hear that?
They're expecting big things from me, and, you know, I got to live up to it. It's a big thing hearing that from the coaching staff. You know, you got to put in all the hard work and just continue to get better each and every day.
You know, Manningham's not here. Do you see that as just an opportunity to get out there earlier?
Right. I mean, they got, like I said, you got to take full advantage of it, and they brought me in for a reason. So it's my job to go out there and do what they brought me in to do, and let's make plays.
Do you think you're NFL ready?
I think I can get there. You know, I'm still young. I'm still learning on the fly. But I think with the right time and the right opportunities, I can be there.
I mean, obviously, you don't have to be NFL ready today.
Right.
But do you think, like, between mini camps and training camp and preseason games, you can get to that point?
Right. I think I have a lot of confidence in my ability. And with the coaching and, you know, a lot of the players coaching me up also, not being able to step in and play early.
What do you think the biggest adjustment for you?
Like I said, just making the whole adjustment. You know, it's a different game on the NFL level, so getting adjusted to the speed of the game. And know the players, you know, they're going to be a lot smarter and a lot faster, so you got to learn different techniques in order to beat those guys.
I've heard comparisons to Hakeem Nicks, to Roy Williams also. Who would you compare yourself to? What style are you? What kind of skill sets do you try to emulate?
I just try to be the complete receiver, not try to be anyone particular. Just take a little bit, piece by piece, from different receivers. You know, whatever they're doing well, just try to add that to your game and try to be the best complete player that you can be.
You familiar with Hakeem Nicks? Do you watch him play?
Yes, I'm familiar with him. Also, Victor Cruz. You know, they was two guys last year that just tore it up. So, I mean, as a receiver, you don't have no trust but to, you know, follow those guys. So
some of the coaches here and things said that, well, like them, you know, they may not time like the unbelievable great players, but once they get the ball in our hands, they're fast. I mean, do you sense yourself like that too?
Right. I mean, it's not about, you know, who's got the fastest forward. It's about who can separate, you know, make those plays. And as a receiver, that's our job.
One of the things the Giants went out of their way to say was that when you were down at LSU, the quarterbacks weren't, you know, great throwers. I mean, do you get excited about the fact you're going to have somebody who can't throw the ball?
Yeah, that's very exciting. As a receiver, you want somebody that can get you the ball. You know, you work so hard to get open. You know, you want that ball when that time is coming. You know, coming in and playing with Eli, which is a great quarterback. You know, that's very exciting.